There's a time that I was married, and my wife said to me, if we bought a brand new car, how happy we would be. There's a bald guy on the telly, get it? With sucker and a grin, he had a better idea. Lord, I got sucked right in, and I bought a Pinto. It'll brighten down your day. It's a Pinto, and it's built to stay that way. It's just a baby Ford that isn't fully grown, and it's the biggest piece of shit I ever owned. Yeah, wait for the laughter to die. Now, trying to remember the second verse. I've only done this song 8,000 times. Now a piece of plastic trim has vanished. It just flew away. And the gas cap's gone. It fell off on the Banfield yesterday. And the fuel pump does not always. And the man can't find what's wrong. The tape deck ate my last cassette while I was writing down this song. Cause it's a Pinto, and it'll brighten down your day. It's a Pinto, and it's built to stay that way. It's just some high-tech junk with a half-life all of its own. And it's the biggest piece of shit I ever owned. Now, folk songs all have three verses. First verse kind of tells you what's going on. The second verse usually gives you the story. The third verse is an allegorical, metaphorical, rhetorical verse. Now, Ford is what you do when you cross a raging stream. Now, Robert Ford shot Jesse James right between the seams, and the Ford Foundation looms so high, shining steel and glass. But my Ford just goes up in flames if you smack it in the ass. Cause it's a Pinto, and it'll brighten down your day. It's a Pinto, and it's built to stay that way. It's just a rolling time bomb in a combat zone. And it's the biggest piece of shit I ever owned. It's the biggest piece of shit I ever owned. That's the Pinto song.